106 miles to Chicago. We got a full tank of gas, half a pack of cigarettes. It's dark, and we're wearing sunglasses. Hit it.
On this episode of The Commercial Break.
Yet another sidetrack on the commercial.
We go off on our sidetrack.
Now we're going to spend
None of this is scripted, by the way, as you can tell.
Yeah, I'm sure you
two old friends just shooting the shit.
It's just why it's so bad, quite frankly. Would you wear a tape bikini anywhere? Did you? Did you wear a tape bikini somewhere, Chrissy Hoadley?
No comment.
Oh, my God!
But not on the beach.
Where did you wear a tape
in
bikini?
The house.
Oh, some you put on a tape bikini?
No. That's a one-way channel to the Lord, if you know what I mean. Prayers only go out of that hole. That's my dingus, not my dermis.
The next episode of The Commercial Break starts now.
Cats and kittens, welcome back to another episode of The Commercial Break. I'm Brian Green. This is my dear friend and co-host, Kristen Joy Hoadley. Best to you, Chrissy.
And best to you, Brian.
And best to you out there in the podcast universe. How the hell are you? Thanks for joining us on yet another episode of this, The Commercial Break. They keep coming. We keep making them. It's not for everybody, but fact, news, or fiction is guaranteed in 15 seconds or less, or your money back. Go to the TCBpodcast.com website to collect your earnings. Hallelujah. Holy shit.
Yeah, where's the Tylenol?
I
love that.
You got it. You got the reference. High five for that. All right. My favorite movie. One of my favorite movies of all time.
Me too.
Someone was like, there's a stupid, I don't know if it's a podcast or a vodcast. And what they do is they take a movie and then they break it down and say why it's not good. You know, like why everyone likes it, but it really sucks. You know, contrarian type bullshit. And they were knocking Christmas Vacation, and I was like, holy shit.
No, it's a tradition.
Where's the Tylenol? You cannot fucking dislike National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation.
No, it's
I get
amazing.
The Christmas story is not for everybody, even though I like it.
Yeah, I love it too.
But really? National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation?
Yeah, it's just funny. The whole thing.
It's the best of the series.
He has the first shawl on.
Christmas is the time of year. What a wonderful feeling. They fall through the floor. That's the best.
Everything about it.
They want you to say grace.
My sister and I always do that. The blessing.
Say the blessing.
But we say dressing. So like every Thanksgiving, we go, who's making the dressing?
Well, I don't know about you, Clark. This sure is good to me. He's chewing on the bone.
Shitter's full.
That's. It's just a classic movie
from beginning to end.
Yeah, it's good.
Oh, and I laugh too because you know when they go in the garage and there's like a million plugs plugged into the thing.
Yeah.
You know, into the one.
One
like,
outlet? Yeah.
One little like extension cordy thing. Yep. They've been like Jimmy rigged.
Oh, it's just so great.
I laugh about because we've got a plug like that. And I'm like, it's a Griswold plug.
Family Christmas. That series of movies is classic. Now, European Vacation is the weakest of them.
It is.
Vacation to me is very funny.
Oh, I don't like the Vegas Vacation.
Oh, I love Vegas Vacation.
The original one. Honky lips painted on the side. Of a car.
But my favorite part of any of those movies, my favorite scene is that first movie when they're talking about doing this road trip and they're in the kitchen. Clark, she's handing him the dirty dishes and he's putting them up.
And he's just wiping them.
He's wiping them and putting them back.
He's drying them. He's not washing them.
No, the dishwasher's open. She's scraping the food into the trash. He wipes them and he puts them back. It's too funny.
I know.
I love it.
Sparky, turn it off and come to bed.
Or when they jump the car and he's sitting with his son and he's like, wow, Dad, you must have jumped that 30 yards. And he goes, nothing to be proud of, son. 30 fucking yards.
It's a classic.
Oh, my God. I also love
Fletch, the Fletch movies.
Fletch is good. They're making a new Fletch, actually, with John Hamm.
Oh, yeah. John Hamm. He's so funny, actually.
He is. I've read reviews. They're mixed at best. Okay, but I've heard that he gives it that he is funny in the movie.
Yeah.
Like that he has that kind of that original dry wit.
Okay.
Based on the series of books called, you know, Fletch, I guess is what it's called. Or like, I don't know.
There's
something.
There was a book?
There was a whole series of books.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, this like kind of, you know, smart assy investigator. Anyway, welcome back to the commercial break.
Yes,
here we
welcome.
Are. We are. Another sidetrack on the commercial.
We go off on our sidetrack.
Now we're going to spend
none of this is scripted, by the way, as you can tell.
None of it. Yeah, I'm sure you can tell.
Friends just shooting the shit.
Shooting the shit. It's just why it's so bad, quite frankly. Because it's like, what
are
these people talking about? Yes, we do. I wanted to talk to you about a trend. How many times... I love boobs as much as the next guy. Listen to me. I'm babbling all over myself. I love boobs. I love looking at boobs. I love...
Boobs are great.
Boobs are awesome. I love touching them. I love hanging out with them.
The
boobs
tatas.
Are great. The tatas are wonderful. I say let them fly.
They
let
are.
Them rip.
Yeah.
They're lovely. Sexual, non-sex. I'm just a boob guy. I just love boobs.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm sick of the main skins girls' boobs. Have we seen enough of main skin girls'
Who's
boobs?
Main skin?
That band, the rock and roll band. Have you ever seen main skin?
No.
Okay. So they're a rock and roll band. I don't know where they're from, Switzerland or somewhere, but they.
Did you just Switzerland?
Switzerland. Switzerland.
You gave a little accent.
I did. I don't know where they're from,
okay.
But they're taking the rock world by storm. And they were just played the MTV Music Awards.
Which I no longer watch.
Yeah, I know. No one ever watches it. Do you know? Some guy did a story right before the Music Awards, and he put together in the last 300 hours of television programming. Here's the breakdown, right? And 286 hours. I'm just, you know, making this up. It's pejorative. 286 hours was that fucking show that the skateboarder does. The one Ridiculousness. Rob. And I love Rob Dyrdek. I think he's awesome. I loved all of his shows, and I do get into Ridiculousness when it's on and I'm bored. But 286 of the 300 hours was Ridiculousness, and then like 1 hour of Teen Mom, 1 hour of Teen Mom 2, and then whatever the shitty new show they have about Atlanta that has nothing to do with Atlanta.
Buckhead Shore.
Buckhead Shore. They haven't played a music video in never.
No.
They don't have anything to do with music except the music that they place inside of those shows like Teen Mom and Teen Mom 2.
Okay.
And now they will put the name of the artist down below when they're playing those songs. And I've watched those shows and I've heard a few good songs and I've Shazammed it and I've put it into my Spotify. So I get it. But besides that, their connection with music is so displaced.
Yeah.
It's way lost. Mm-hmm. It's nothing like it used to be. And I get it. The way that we consume media doesn't make sense for them to play videos back to back. If you can go find it on YouTube.
I would love it.
I would too, but that might be more nostalgic for me and you than it really is for the kids that are growing up, these their main audience.
Yeah, but what channel can you, like, I get it, you can just on demand think of a band and look it up on YouTube. But what other, there's no other channel that
they
you
used
really,
to have.
Do you can see just like back to back to back
remember
to back?
Remember Palladia?
Videos.
Do you remember Palladia?
Yes,
so
yes.
Palladia used to have live concerts and music videos, and that's all they did. Commercial free for a long time, but I don't even think Palladia exists anymore.
I don't think so either.
I love that channel. I thought it was awesome. Mm-hmm. It was back in like, you know, 2010, 2015, you know, kind of time period. But so anyway, so they have these MTV Music Awards, which are so irrelevant. It's not even funny. And Mainskin, who really has some great music.
Okay.
It's a guy, you know, it's very David Bowie-esque the way that they dress, right? It's very non-gender conforming, the way that they dress. I love it. I think it's super cool. They're super cool. It's very gender fluid. The Mainskin girl plays her bass. She plays bass. She's like one of the, you know, the star of Mainskin besides the singer. She plays bass. And what she's known for now, I think mainly, is playing in only pasties on the top, which is fine. Let your tits fly. I don't give a shit about that. But the amount of times on Instagram, Facebook, every news channel, every fucking website that I go to, that I have seen that Mainskin girl's tits. It's kind of getting like, okay, I get it. The girl from Mainskin doesn't wear any fucking, I don't even know if I'm saying their band name right, to be honest with you.
I don't know. I need to go listen to Mainskin now.
They're good. Like, the music is good.
Yeah.
But now it's just boobs after boobs after boobs after boobs.
Sex
it's all sells. About this girl's boobs.
Sex sells.
Of course it does. Mm-hmm. And so apparently in the MTV Music Awards, her pasties fell off. And so for the entirety of the performance, she was naked, and they couldn't show her, so they just showed the rest of the band, right?
Yeah.
Obviously, on cable television, it's live. And so now MTV, to get one last put at squeeze every ounce they can out of this to get one extra viewer, because they have we have probably more listeners on the commercial break than MTV has watchers on a normal day. Yes. To get one extra inch.
I literally
out
don't
of this.
Know anybody that watches MTV.
Well, we're way out of the age range.
No,
then.
But I have stepdaughters that are
that's true.
Young.
They don't watch Teen Mom, Teen Mom 2.
Absolutely not.
Ridiculousness, none of that stuff.
No.
I think Ridiculousness is like anybody can watch it. You can be any age. But I think it's mainly for like.
I don't have one person that I know saying that.
Nah, I know a couple of kids that watch Ridiculous. Yeah, no, because there is no shows on MTV except for one.
Yeah.
And apparently that Buckhead Shore has done well enough that they're thinking about renewing it for a season two, which is just so terrible.
I tried to watch
it. Oh, it's terrible.
Because I was like, okay, it's loosely in Atlanta.
Loosely
whatever.
In Atlanta.
Yeah, way far away.
38
actually.
Miles from
right.
anything we
Let
would call
me
Atlanta.
Just watch it and see. And I couldn't. I watched it for 20 minutes and I was just like, it's too ridiculous.
It's too ridiculous. It's
the same thing over and over and over again.
Some guy
drunk,
dated some girl. Let's put as much booze as we can in the house and see how fucked up everybody can get.
It's been done.
It's been done much better, by the way.
Yeah.
Like Florida Bama Shore. Did you watch that?
Jersey
that
Shore.
That was entertaining.
Florida,
Jersey Shore, the first two seasons, that was entertaining.
Yeah,
now, that's some good shit. Yeah. But Buckhead Shore is terrible. No. It's people that want to be famous trying way too hard to be famous. And to me, it's extraordinarily uninteresting.
Yeah.
And I guess maybe since it's my hometown, and I know that it's nowhere near my hometown, yet they're using the hometown name, it's kind of like, it's just kind of silliness to me.
You know what I noticed? I don't know. Do you watch Bling Empire on, or have you seen Bling Empire on Netflix? I love it.
Is it Bling Ring? Is
no,
that what it's called?
It's like, did you watch the movie Crazy Rich Asians?
No.
Okay, well, so it's based on that.
Okay.
But it's reality.
Oh,
so
cool.
It's a lot of very, very rich Asian people living in L.A. And they're incredibly wealthy, and it shows all of the things. And you know what the trend is?
What?
Not to drink.
Oh, it's a huge
sober.
Trend.
Yeah,
yeah, they have sober bars in New York that are very popular.
I like
popular.
That.
Me
I like
too.
That.
I love it.
Like, I'm glad no one's getting hammered.
Yeah.
And we're looking at the girl's skirt that she falls on the floor.
I know. She shows her boobs, and it's yet again. And listen, boobs are not shocking anymore, guys. And the only reason why they are shocking in any way, shape, or form is because they get censored. And like, you go to Europe and you watch television shows, if there's nudity in the television show or on the... I'll never forget that I went to Spain one of the times I was going to visit Astrid, and the only channel that I could get was that was English was the E channel.
Oh, E.
And they were rerunning old Playboy.
Playboy, the girls in the house.
The girls of Playboy.
Girls next door.
The girls next door.
Yeah.
They were rerunning it, and there was zero censoring in it. So it was all, and at first I was shocked. I was like, whoa. But then you get it.
Yeah.
You go on any beach in Spain, and it is completely normal to see a lot of people in various stages of undress. It's not shocking. It's not interesting. And this is what kind of bothers me about this whole Maneskin thing. It's like, their music is really good. The girl doesn't wear a top. Okay, she doesn't wear a top.
Yeah.
What the fuck ever, right? Do we have to show her boobs on every single picture in every single place 300 times? And you know what the other trend that's bothering me the fuck out of me, Chrissy?
What's that?
Is girls wearing tape and calling it a bikini. Have you seen this one? Oh my God. What the fuck is that?
I have. Oh.
Would you wear a tape bikini anywhere? Did you? Did you wear a tape bikini somewhere, Chrissy Hoadley?
No comment.
Oh my God.
But not on the beach.
Where did you wear a tape
in
bikini?
The house.
Oh, so you put on a tape bikini? Wow, this just got interesting. Jeff, you lucky dog. Next time you come, I want to roll the tape.
Oh my God. It's a thing. I saw it.
Yeah, that's another.
I was like, I wore that in the bedroom like 5 years ago.
At first I was like, oh, tape as a thing. And now it's all, well, of course, my Instagram's a hot mess. So
Your Instagram is a hot mess. Yes.
I get one non-sexual thing for 38 sexual things that I get.
Yes.
And the crazy thing is now, like, my Instagram has gone ham. I mean, it's just gone fucking ham. Because now I'm getting, there's a girl, I don't know where she is. I'm assuming she's maybe, I think it's maybe Arizona.
From Sweden?
Sweden. From Switzerland. From Switzerland. She has a shop where she does bikini wax.
Oh.
So her thing on Instagram now.
Showing that?
Is to show the bikini wax. She just shows
what?
The beginning of the split of the vagina.
What?
Right? Yes. And it's on Instagram. So she shows the very top, the very, let's call it half inch of the vagina. And then she puts a towel below it. And she will show the before and after photographs of it. Chrissy.
Oh, my God.
She says hundreds of thousands of views, hundreds of thousands of hearts.
Of course.
Because she's, but then I've noticed now this is a trend. Girls wearing bikinis and they pull them down just about a half an inch. Oh, just yeah. So they're not showing enough to get. It's like,
yeah, just go naked.
Just go naked. Yeah. The fuck cares? Like, it's a vagina. Why do we have to?
I know.
I wish I'd never given my Instagram to that guy. I'm never going to get out of this hellhole. Facebook is like, real perv. Serve him up more vagina. Super perv.
Hopefully it has an inspirational quote.
Oh, it does. They all have inspirational quotes because that's the thing. Because every guy who's whacking off to that cares a shit about your inspirational quote.
Right.
Don't hold on to the flower too tight. It won't blast. Here's my inner labia and outer labia. Look how tight I can pull my yoga pants.
I know the yoga ones are
hilarious. My God, the yoga ones. It's just...
I know.
That kind of bothers me, actually. Like, I'm not afraid of nudity.
Wait till Mia... Mia,
I will be goddamned if my daughter is going to be doing yoga like that. That is not yoga.
You won't know because you won't be on the social platform that arises.
I am going to be in that metaverse with my sandals, with my flip-flops and my shorts walking around.
Hi, have you seen Mia? Do you know where Mia is? Man, don't talk to me.
She didn't come home last night.
She didn't come back to our meta house last night. Man, get the fuck away from me.
I still love you.
Okay, thanks.
You got turned away from somebody. Get away from me.
Chrissy, I'm like a pariah in that metaverse. I can't go anywhere. Everyone stays away from me. The centaurs run away.
Well, because you're asking, where's the party?
No, I thought they might tell me. I thought the metaverse was going to be more friendly than it actually was.
No.
I wanted to find where the metaverse party. I thought it would have a really good story.
If you have to ask where the party is,
I know.
Then
no. But how else would you find it? Like how
you got to be in the know.
I know. I got to be on some special yes. Reddit page or yes, something. Yes. I got to be on someone's Discord where they give a special address that you type in that you show and you can't. You have to have a headset. You can't be desktop. Bring a desktop and you're out, man. You brought a desktop to my party? What the fuck are you thinking? Look at this. Fucking white man. He's got shorts on, man. He could have picked anything. He's got shorts and flip-flops. He's 5'0 for sure. Get him the fuck out of here. Send him back to that island where the music plays too loud.
Oh, my God. I'm
Send
dying.
Him back to the island where he can't figure out how to get off.
Right.
Oh, the newbie island. Oh. Yep. Speaking of newbies, let's go to the old bees because, Chrissy Hoday, I was traveling on the internet.
As you do.
As I like to do. We've had a really, we talked about this months ago. We said we're going to take a pause on Frankie B, and I'm really sorry, guys, but I just can't because Frankie's having a creative pop right now. He just got over a breakup. He's just spouting at the mouth right now, and it's too good to pass up.
It really is. When you get it, you've got to take it.
That's
grab
it.
Grab it.
Yeah. While Frankie's single and newly, freshly broken up with. And he's just angry
he's
at the world.
Tips, which he's calling tips.
But it's really just it's a story just about life. Himself. Yeah, he's just telling his life story. So I figured that as a favor to ourselves and the rest of the viewing audience, what we would do is let's take a listen to them while they're here. While the getting's good, we should get in on it. And we should do it while it's fresh. Because you never know. We could get Frankie on the show, right? Yeah. Okay.
What if Frankie's in the metaverse?
Oh, you know that Frankie has no idea what the metaverse is. I can guess. I can take a guess right now.
I don't know.
His website still has
probably,
a PDF on it, Chrissy.
He came up with the metaverse.
Oh, yeah, 5 years ago. He still has a PDF attached to his website.
Oh,
I'm guessing that he does not know what the metaverse is. Hey, cats and kittens, welcome to the commercial break. Inside the commercial break, hit us up with your comments, questions, concerns, or content ideas at one of two places, either 661-237-8296. You can text us or leave us a voicemail there, or you can send us an email through the website. Just go to tcbpodcast.com and hit the contact us button. While you're there, you can listen to all the audio or watch all the video right from one location, tcbpodcast.com. Do us a favor, take a listen to our sponsors, and if you're ever in the market for their products or services, you could use the URLs or the specialized codes we drop inside of those ads. But you don't have to spend money to love on us. You can always leave us a review, a rating, or a comment on your favorite podcast player. Take 2 minutes. If you send us a screenshot, I'll send you some swag at The Commercial Break on Instagram or TikTok and youtube.com/The Commercial Break. So after you listen to it here, go watch it on YouTube and get an extra laugh you can put in your stash. We're going to hear about those sponsors now, and then we'll be back to this episode of The Commercial Break. So here's Chrissy. Here's Chrissy. Here's Frankie giving us tips on how to be best over 50.
Ooh, be best.
Gentlemen, in today's video, I'm going to show you how you could be the best possible version of yourself if you're in your 50s and 60s. No. Listen, we're not trying to look younger. We're trying to be the best possible.
Pause for 1 second, because as Frankie's talking there on his nose, he's got a little something there. Do you think that he had a nose ring?
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, for sure. I think Frankie had a nose ring in his 40s. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's probably that first divorce. Yeah. He went wild. Yeah. He started showing up at BDSM clubs and trying to find himself a dominatrix. I can imagine the crazy, you know, Frankie's been around the world. He's a well-traveled man, which makes this funny that he's so highly not plugged into anything that's going on. But yeah, no, I can see that.
See it?
Yeah, maybe it's either a birthmark or he has a nose ring. No. We're not talking about looking younger, guys. That's another video altogether. We're talking about looking better. Be your best
version of ourselves. How do we do that? Don't worry, I got it covered in this video.
Rocket. I love that he added Rocket. Oh, there she is.
There. Oh, okay.
Oh, there's his girlfriend back in the video. Yeah. We think.
Yeah.
Could be two different women.
He's pumping iron.
Yeah. Oh, there she is again. By the way, that woman is gorgeous.
She really
there is no way she's in her 50s. No way she's in her 50s. We're talking about the beginning of the video.
25.
Yeah, look at that skin. You don't have skin like that unless you're in your 20s.
She's 25 with implants and
And a wonderful body. She obviously takes care of it. So
yes.
Just to clue you listeners in, we're watching the beginning of the Frankie B video. The intro to the video has this, you know, the music that plays, and it's got a couple cutaways, and one of them is of this girl we believe to be his ex-girlfriend that he took to vacation one time, and we were trying to guess her age.
Or
I paused it.
Friend.
Or a friend. Well, she thought.
I love that he shows himself putting serum on his face.
Yeah, he's a man. He's a man in the know.
And I welcome you to my channel. My name is Frank Bernardo. This channel is built for all guys in their 50s and 60s who want to up their game, look and feel better about themselves in grooming, fitness, fashion, and lifestyle. So before we swing into the video, you know the routine. If you like the content, guys, do me a favor, hit the subscribe button, and if you can give...
Now, hold on. If they know the routine, it's highly unlikely that they need to be reminded to subscribe.
Yeah.
It's like the 72 episodes that Chrissy and I did 15 minutes of liner notes. Like, you can listen on Apple, Spotify, CastBox when you were already listening to the fucking show.
Yes.
You know where you can find us.
Video like, I would greatly appreciate it. All right, so let's roll into this video. All right, guys, for many of us out there.
God, his neck is leather, isn't it?
It is leather.
Yeah. I got to stop going to the tanning bed. I'm going to look like that any moment now.
Who want to be the best possible version of ourselves, it's going to take a change. Now, no one likes change. You don't like change. I don't like change. But if you are in a rut, and listen, we all get in ruts.
I'm in one right now. I just got dumped by my non-girlfriend, by my girlfriend who keeps telling me she's just a friend.
In ruts. I'm actually in one now. I've been a little...
Oh, he said it.
Wow. I did not know he was going to say that.
off on what I usually do, and guess what? I need to hone in and anchor down, and guess what? That's normal.
Anchor down.
I need to get back on the cocaine and whiskey, because I was doing great. I thought I was doing great.
Attracting girls left and right.
I was attracting girls left and right, and unfortunately, I didn't get a lot of texts back, but it was fun while it lasted. I'm telling you what, if you can bring in an ounce of cocaine into the club, you are likely to attract women all over the place. Now, whether or not they come home with you is a whole different story.
They can stick to one thing their entire life. There's going to be bumps in the road. Okay, so you have to accept a change. So here's my routine. This is what I do daily, and it's helped me in what I feel be the best possible version.
Oh my God, if he's going to set out his daily routine, this is going to be the best video ever.
I cannot
ever.
Wait. I mean, when he said that, this is what I do.
Okay, here, I'm going to make this promise to you.
Okay.
All right, now, as long as it fits within my children's schedule, whatever Frankie is about to tell us, at some point in the near future, like in the next couple of weeks, I am going to do Frankie's routine for 1 week, and we're going to see if I can be best.
Okay.
Will Brian be best? Even though I'm not over 50, will I be best?
I like it. I like it a lot. Yes.
Myself at 61. We're not trying to look younger here.
He's
61.
Okay.
My ass.
Yeah.
He was born in 61. That I believe.
Be the best that we can be at our age. And I feel it all starts with...
Well, if he was born in 61, yeah, then he would be 61.
I thought about that as you said that. I was like, well, I'll let Brian go with it. Fact news or fiction?
Fact news or fiction? And bad
math. Early risers are successful people. Look at the successful people out there. They are all early risers. They get up.
No, they're not. Rock stars, Instagram models, Mark Zuckerberg. I don't think Mark wakes up before 11. I'm just shouting that out right now. I don't believe that.
I agree.
But I do know some early risers who are successful, yeah. But I don't think that determines your success. I think it either makes you like a really like highly irritable, or it's just something that you do.
Start their day. And for me, when I get up early, and I get up at 3:45.
Oh, holy shit.
I went to bed at 3:45 last week a.m.
That made my nipples
after
hurt.
The festival.
I know, Chris. He doesn't go to bed till 3:45. 3:45 in the morning. That is insane.
I mean, you're not even going, like, 4 a.m. to me sounds insane, but he's going 3:45.
I think, yeah. I take that back. I'm not going to do it for this or for a week. I'm going to adjust it a little bit. I said if it works within my children's schedule, if I get up at 3:45, one of them is getting up at 3:45. I'll get up at 5 a.m. I think that's doable. I'm normally getting up right now between 7:30-ish. I'll get up at 5 a.m.
No, you don't have to, Brian.
No,
just
I'm going to
do
this.
It.
I want to be best. Okay. I got to be best.
Good morning. You know, my brain is as freshest at that time. I like to pour my coffee, and then I want to go on my computer. All right.
I watch some porn.
Get the juices flowing.
I watch some porn, which is like pictures of my old ex-girlfriend's Instagram. I write nasty text messages to her. Oh, my God. Yep. I can see Frankie in his apartment.
Oh, yeah.
Blue glare. It's 3:45 in the morning.
Coffee.
He's in his robe. His hair is all a mess. Coffee. He's got stubble. He's yelling at the computer. He knew you were a whore. He knew it. You're a party girl.
I get my most productive work done in that morning. You want to know why? It's quiet time. No one's up. It's
well,
me
who else is
in the
up?
Yeah, no one the fuck is up.
He just...
But I gotta say, this does sound like interesting in the sense that if I start work at 8 or 9 a.m., then I'm being bothered instantaneously.
Yeah.
It's hard to get any kind of like get a string of minutes together where I can actually do, you know, busy work because everyone's already on top of me. And so then
of
I got to put out all these fires.
It is true if you get up and have your quiet time, but 3:45? Yeah.
I got to bed at like 1. It gives me 2.5 hours of sleep. Now, I'm already getting 2.5 hours of sleep on average a day, but I spread it out over the course of 6 hours.
Computer, and I get my most productive work done at that time. And then I would love to see you guys get in the gym by no later than 5 o'clock. And there's a lot of you out there going, whoa, I got work. I got
5 a.m. gym.
This is all so aggressive. This makes me feel upset or just listening to it.
Yeah.
What is good happening at the gym at 5 a.m. in the morning? You're going to be the only one there. I feel like I'm going to get robbed at 5 a.m. in the morning. It's like, That's when the really creepy people are out at 5 a.m. in the morning.
Oh, yeah.
I got to be working Saturday.
Like me for the entirety of my 20s.
But I don't care. You got time.
The Wait, hold on. What did he say there?
He said, I got to get to work
5 o'clock.
Seven.
And there's a lot of you out there going, I got work. I got to be at work at 7. I don't care.
I don't care. I don't care.
I don't care.
I don't care about your job. I don't give a shit how you make a living. You got to get your body toned in right. If you want to be like Frankie B, you got to get there at 5 a.m. Tell your boss to go fuck himself. That's what you do. That's the Frankie B method. And then call me if you want to own a salon. Sweet.
I mean, God, you've got to go to bed at like 8.
Chrissy. 6:45.
How's he going out with the ladies and into the clubs?
I watch half a Wheel of Fortune and then I am in bed. I go and I have my blue plate special.
No wonder
special.
He's in a rut.
I'm not in a rut. Did I say I was in a rut? I'm doing great. Everything's wonderful.
You got time. They get to the gym at 4:30. You always got time. But again, we got to make a change. So if you're used to not having a productive, hectic morning, you will. And once you install this in your daily routine, you won't have it.
What in the fuck did he just say?
Install it.
Install a hectic morning? Yeah. Why do I want to install a hectic morning? What do I... Why do I want to make my life any more miserable than it already is? Yeah, why would I install a hectic
you
morning?
Install it.
God. I think when we start recording at 1 p.m., it feels early to me. Exactly. Oh my God, I need a couple more hours for my brain to wake up.
Any other way. So we need to get in the gym. If we're going to be the best possible version of ourselves, okay, we can't be out of shape. We can't be flabby. We can't be overweight because that's not the best possible version of you. The best possible version of you is in shape, active.
Exhausted. So get
tired, falling asleep at the wheel. Missing meetings in the morning because you have to go to the gym. Yeah. Losing your job.
Yeah.
Missing your children's school events.
Right.
This is the best version of you. Mm-hmm. But hey, at least you woke up early and you got a string of work done by yourself. You got to the gym by 5 a.m. where there's no one else there to motivate you. The music isn't even on at 5 a.m. They haven't even cleaned the machines yet. You're going to love it.
In the gym and get a routine going. And then it's going to follow up with eating right. Eating right and working out in the gym, they go hand in hand. It's cohesiveness. It's harmony. You can't do one without the other. So, okay,
yes,
we're going to get up.
Yes, you can.
Yeah. I don't do either, but if I was to do one of them, yeah. I could do it by myself. There's times when I worked out and ate like shit, and there's times when I eat like shit and I work out.
Yeah.
And I just said the same thing. Yeah. So there you go. Frankie is talking to people who need to change their life altogether.
Drastically.
Yeah. And this is not motivational talk. Like, nothing here is inspiring me to do anything
no.
except
plus,
turn this video
I've seen
off.
His food videos before.
Ugh,
and
gross.
he did deviled eggs with tuna
and avocado.
Yeah. It was not good.
No, it didn't look good. Didn't smell good. You could smell it from across the room. You could smell it from outside the computer. It was gross.
It was like tuna and salsa.
I know. Tuna, salsa, avocado, egg.
Yeah.
Ugh. Ugh. I could just imagine what that. And then he wrapped them up and put them away for later. It's like you can't wrap tuna up and put it away for later.
Yeah. Eat it then.
We're going to start our day. If you got some work to do, your brain is going to be super fresh in the morning. All right, get to the gym, get a good workout in. And when
my brain is not going to be super fresh at 3:45 in the morning, I can guarantee.
No.
Starbucks even isn't even fucking open.
No.
Where am I going to get my coffee? Who's going to make my coffee, Chrissy?
Yeah, I guess he's
do that
a coffee
work.
Machine.
Yeah, no, fuck that.
Girl, I want to see you guys doing 90% weights, 10% cardio. And why? Because all you guys that just want to do cardio all the time, you know what? You're burning up your testosterone.
It's bad for your heart.
It's bad for your dick.
It's bad for your cardio.
Yeah. That blood rushes to your heart. It's going away from your dick. It's
you
bad for your dick.
You need to strain. You need to pull those muscles.
You need to get big, bulky muscles.
60-year-old men.
Yeah, 60-year-old
completely
men.
Going to the gym.
With those weird chiseled boobs that kind of hang down a little bit. The flabby stomach. It's like a six-pack.
When no one's there at the gym to help spot you.
That's right.
That's when you should be there, like, just tall and trying a whole new weightlifting machine.
You know how when you get a six-pack in one of those little plastic holders and you try and rip them apart so you don't put, so the duckbills don't get stuck in them?
Turtles.
You know how when you spread them like that? That's kind of like how a 60-year-old man's abs look like. It's like a distorted, spread out six-pack holder.
Yeah. Builds testosterone. Weightlifting builds testosterone. What burns your testosterone? Running burns your testosterone. So
that explains my limp dick.
This is all about testosterone. Got it. Okay.
For all you guys who are in there just running, you're not going to develop muscle, all right? You're going to lose weight. You're going to lose weight in your face, your arms, and your legs. But you're never going to lose it in the gut. Guys with lower testosterone, especially if you're running, you're always going to carry that weight here. It's never...
Is he a doctor? Like, how?
No,
what?
Chrissy, he owns a fucking salon. Here's his accreditations, the way that I see it. He owns a series of salon suites, of which we can find zero locations. Yeah. We found one location.
One location.
He is an expert in all things fitness, fashion, fun, and fabulosity, yet none of his videos are fun. His fashion, for a 60-year-old man.
Yeah,
he dresses like, I don't know.
He didn't have the tattoos. Yeah,
he'd look better. And I don't know if a black t-shirt is exactly fashion or if it's just a thing you wear every day of the week. All of his relationships apparently have been fucking miserable because he is upset at every one of them. And he comes on here and he talks about it incessantly.
Girls are probably like, what the fuck are you doing getting up at 3:45? Like, I mean, sleep in, dad.
I see what happened. I know. I see what happened. She was coming in from the bar when he was getting up to go to work.
Exactly.
And what is Frankie working on exactly? What is he working on? He's an architect. Frankie doesn't have any accreditation, but he's talking a lot like he's a doctor.
Yeah.
Ever gonna go away. And you guys, you runners, you know what I'm talking about. It's called skinny fat. So you need to concentrate on working out with weights. And what I want you to do when you work out with those weights.
Skinny fat. I think that's what I am. I think I'm skinny fat.
Yeah.
I'm gonna start telling people that. Yeah, I got a little extra weight, but it's skinny fat.
It's skinny fat.
I've been running a couple miles a day. Just can't get rid of this gut. But however, my dick is as limp as it's ever been.
Low T.
My T is low. My T is low and my fat is high.
I want you to concentrate on one body part per workout. Like day one.
I'm concentrating on my dick straight from the central. I'm going to go for it. I'll tell you what. I'm going to wake up at 3:45 and bang Astrid every morning. I'm going to work on that T.
Yeah.
So you do all biceps. Day two, triceps. Day three, chest. Day four, shoulders. Day five, back. Day six,
jaw. Get one of those jaw balls.
Neck.
Neck. I bet Frankie is a moaner in the gym. You know the moaners?
I mean, one, but just biceps one day.
Biceps.
I do weight workouts.
Okay.
And you can't just concentrate on biceps only.
Yeah, I do arms, chest, legs.
Yeah.
Arms, chest, legs, back. Yeah, I don't do one muscle group all day long. Well, you know what? Maybe he's onto something here. I'm going to shorten up my workout.
It.
Yeah, we're going to try it for a week. I'm going to see if I can turn myself
into
Frankie B.
Biceps.
I need some
triceps.
Tattoos. I need to get some tattoos and some hair. I also need some hair.
We're going to get a commercial break.
Oh, my God. One of these days. One of these. It's going to be my first tattoo.
Legs, okay? And then you keep going. You keep going. And here's another thing. I want to see you working out 6 days a week. If you want to make that change in your life,
You're not supposed to do that.
Dude. Frankie is talking to more than likely 60-year-old men who've been through some kind of divorce, right? Are balding, are fat, wear a same plaid pants and horrible red tie to work every single day.
Yeah.
Their life consists of McDonald's, Wendy's, Slocum's barbecue and watching a lot of Netflix, right? And you're asking them to get up at 3:45 in the morning, get an hour of work done, have a breakfast that consists of nothing but eggs and avocado, work out at the gym, one muscle group for 2 hours a day, 6 days a week. Yeah. What are you, crazy? Why don't we start off slow here?
Let's, God.
Yeah.
Easy.
I want you to stand up for 15 minutes an episode.
Get some arm circles.
Get some arm circles in there. That's what I want you to do.
Start there.
Yeah, this guy, he's like no motivational speaker is Frankie. Yeah.
Body, you can't work out for 3 days a week, and you can't do full body workouts. Full body workouts are never going to work any particular muscle hard enough to make them grow. But if you've got the body of your dreams, okay, you're an Adonis, you got a great body, you can do that then, because that's just maintenance. But you know what? At this stage,
that's the category I'm in.
Yeah,
currently.
Adonis.
I'm in currently in the maintenance.
It's in the Adonis category.
Maintenance category. I've been in the maintenance category for 27 years. I'm just trying to maintain this girlish figure of mine.
That's right.
I just want to look good for tape season.
The game, if you're in your 50s and 60s, what's not on our side? It's time, all right? So you need to be effective and aggressive when you're in the gym. Let's talk about our eating.
He's going to put people in the hospital.
Yeah.
They're gonna
people are going to die.
Back out.
Well, the good news is that no one's watching. Like the commercial break, there's zero chance anyone's going to be harmed by our content. But you're right about this.
Yeah. No, it's for real.
Yeah. Like, imagine the average 60-year-old American.
Yeah, and you're all of a sudden hitting it hard 6 days a week in the gym.
You wake up at 3:45 once.
Not going to be.
No, your heart's going down. You wake up at 3:45 once and have an egg with some avocado on it, your body's going into shock. You're going to be dead on the floor with a handful of tuna eggs. With a handful of tuna eggs. And your snooze alarm going off on your iPhone.
Habits. Now, we're not going to call it diet because dieting, that's just a flat out ugly word, all right? I don't even like that word. It's just.
All right. I. You see what I'm saying? Gang fingers. You see what I'm saying? He just threw like a gang symbol there, like old white men.
Oh,
maintenance mode. Maintenance mode represent. Maintenance gang. Maintenance gang. Throw down. No diet here. No diet here. We ain't dieting. It's lifestyle, baby. Lifestyle. 3:45 gang. 3:45. 3:45. Gym by five. Three, I wake up. Four fingers on my dick. Five at the gym. Six eggs for breakfast. Oh, yeah. Frankie B gang represent.
Oh, my God.
About making the right choices. So here's what my daily, food consumption consists of.
Oh, God, I can't wait to hear this.
Okay.
And this is pretty much every day. Once in a while, I'll bend, but 98% of the time.
Once in a while, I'll bend.
Oh, I bet he bends. I bet.
Jeez. No wonder. I mean, seriously, no woman wants to go out with somebody who, wakes up at 3:45 in the morning.
I mean, unless you're the kind of woman that wakes up at 3:45 in the morning.
But then that never deviates from any kind of, like, let's hear what he has to say.
Yeah.
What I eat. I'll start out in the morning when I get back from the gym. I'll start out with 5 egg whites. No yolks. Okay. I don't too much fat, too much cholesterol in that. 5 egg
whites. Too much yellow. I don't like yellow.
5 egg whites.
Oh, okay.
It's in a pan, and I'll usually incorporate some spinach with that, and then a little bit of salsa on top of that.
He loves salsa.
He really does.
I had a girlfriend that loves salsa once. She bought it by the canister. You want to know why? Because salsa has zero calories.
Points. Yeah.
A half of an avocado or a quarter of an avocado, depending on
just
the size.
A quarter.
Depending on how big I want my dick to be that day.
Just a quarter of an avocado.
Jeez, I could eat like 7 avocados.
Yeah,
I went to a place with like homemade, guacamole, like they did a guacamole
so
at the table.
Yeah.
I had to make 4 separate ones, 3 large cheese dips. There was 5 of us. I was so excited. No 3, 4, 5 for Brian. I'm on my way to 3, 4, 5 if I keep eating like this.
Now, what I'm getting there is I'm getting my protein and I'm getting my good fats. And the salsa, just a little kick that tastes.
Just a little flavorless taste. Make sure you get mild so you can't taste it at all. Those egg whites with that salsa tastes like nothing. The best tasting cardboard you've ever had.
Goodness, absolutely, no extra calories. And then lunch, it's usually going to be fish and chicken in romaine, all right? Or fish, chicken, a lean steak, and a vegetable.
Fish, chicken, a lean steak, and a vegetable? It seems like a lot of food.
He was saying either.
All right, now you got it. I got it. Get used to eating this way. Right away, you want a sandwich with the carbs. I'd rather see you get your carbs from the vegetables. Now, you're going to go through withdrawals, especially,
I'd rather see you get your carbs through ecstasy at the club. Oh, my God. This sounds like a miserable life, Frankie. Miserable. No wonder you're so angry.
No.
If you're eating toast in the morning and you're eating a sandwich in the afternoon, your body's used to those sugars and carbs. You're going to have to get over that. Is it going to be easy? No. But if you're willing to make the change in your life, you got to get through it. All right.
And then whole grains are good for your brain.
This no carb bullshit. I mean, unless you have like a serious allergy to gluten, like no carbs, I don't think it works for anybody. I don't know any. I don't know anybody who's sustained.
You can do it for a minute.
For a couple of weeks. Lose a couple pounds.
Lose some weight. But then, it's too hard.
Dinner, pretty much, I want fish again, chicken, and steak with a vegetable. I mean, I will incorporate sweet potatoes in there. They're better for you than the white potato. And just a little bit of cinnamon on there. Cinnamon's very, very good.
Cinnamon, where's the sugar?
I do like cinnamon on sweet potatoes, but I mean, this is just crazy.
Yeah, this is like boring.
Every day? Yeah. Every day.
No wonder all the girls you date want to be friends with you, Frankie, because they're like, this guy's about as exciting as a bowling ball. I've had more excitement at a bowling alley.
Yeah, exactly.
For you, it's also a fat burner.
Now we see. He's too stringent. He's not flexible. Strict. There's no adventure in his life. He bends a little bit. I bend a little bit. I bend all. I like break every day. I just like break
it out. I'm doing gargoyles.
Yeah, I'm like all over the place. I have no routine, and that makes me exciting.
When you eat right and you're working out, again, everything works together. It's harmony. You're going to see results faster than you think. Next thing I want to talk about is the skincare routine.
Here we go. All right. Well, listen to the skincare routine, but if we get too much deeper into this, I'm about to fall asleep.
You're working everything from here down. You're working all those muscles. What about from here up? We can't forget about this. I don't care what kind of body you got. You walking down and people look at your body from far away. They get closer to you and they go,
look at my body.
What if you're walking down the street, people are looking
at you
your
up and
body,
down from far
and
away?
They get close.
And then they get close and
is
they
that
realize.
What he's doing?
Yeah. Hey, you look good from afar, but now I see you're skinny fat. Skinny fat.
Oh my God. We don't want that. So what you guys need to do.
Oh my God, you're disgusting. What is that, a six pack? Get that out of my face.
This is good.
There's a 40 pack.
I mean, is this what he's doing?
Yeah, he's so judgmental.
He's very judgmental.
Wow. Jeez.
He's checking other people out, saying they look good from afar. Then he goes up to him real close and he goes, ugh.
Yeah, this is why he doesn't have a girlfriend, is because he's probably putting the same kind of scrutiny on the women he's dating.
Right.
Yeah.
To be the best possible version of yourself is incorporate a skincare routine. You need to do skincare every day, morning and night. Now, a lot of you are going to laugh that age and wrinkles, it defines a man. Well, let's just see how that
I have never once thought to myself, age and wrinkles define me. I want to get away from those as quickly as possible.
He's going
to
tell you how.
Oh, good.
definition looks in another 10 years. If you want to define yourself with wrinkles, just keep going on that path and you'll have plenty by the time you're 70.
Yeah, he's a wrinkle bag. Yeah. He
looks his face is not, but
no,
his body is. And he's the one, too, that we've seen at the beach with no sunscreen on. Like, just totally.
He looks like
rocking it.
A basketball. Red to the point of orange leather. I mean, this guy is like, he is highly suntanned. Yes. Highly. Yes. And it's not fake suntan. This is not a spray tan. No. This is the real suntan. If you could take a pic, if you could look at his neck. It literally looks like a football. Like you could throw it across a 40-yard line.
But we don't want that. So you need to incorporate a good skincare routine. All right. I'm going to post a video, all right, of a good skincare routine that you can use with a great product. Now, men's skin, we're different. We're thicker.
It's his product. Yeah, it's from his one salon suite, which is a closet at the top of a building. It's a closet.
It really was. It was a closet.
Don't run in and grab your wife's or your girlfriend's skincare. It'll work, but men's skin is thicker. Our dermis is thicker. We need a different formula.
Our dermis? Jeez. I didn't know we were in a biology class, Frankie. You think your dermis is bigger than my dermis? You want to whip it out right now, Frankie?
You got a thick dermis.
Hey, girl, I just wanted to give you a call and let you know that my dermis is thick. It's super thick right now. I got dermatitis just thinking about you. I'm going to put some lotion on my dermis and I'm going to rub it thinking about you. Don't worry, girl. Don't worry. It's thick. I mean, it's really thick.
Oh my God.
Here, I'm sending a few pictures of my dermis right now. Oops, that wasn't my dermis. That was my dungus. It was one of my dingus. No, it's my dermis. My dermis, my dungus, and my dingus are all working together for you, girl. I woke up at 3:45 this morning, and I said, I can't preach on a full dick. I gotta call her. And I gotta thin out my dermis.
Stomach hurts. Oh my God.
I gotta thin out my dermis before I get up there and preach for the Lord. All right, girl. I love you. I learned this all from Frankie B. Just letting you know. Frankie B. is my mentor. He's like my Yoda.
Oh, a dermis.
To penetrate, all right? Again, I'm going to link up that video.
You got to penetrate that dermis.
Girl, I got my dermis. Girl, you want to penetrate my dermis? Nope, not there. Wrong dermis. No. That's a one-way channel to the Lord, if you know what I mean. Prayers only go out of that hole. That's my dingus, not my dermis.
Oh my God.
Oh my God, I can't even. I mean, this is
thanks for joining me on another episode of the Commercial Break. I'm sure you're going to turn us off any moment. So go to tcbpodcast.com. Remember, Mike's Wire Shop. Code TCB for $5 off.
All right, of the exact product that you want to do. And my suggestion to you, right after your shower, apply your skincare, go on about your day, and then when you get home at night, before you go to bed, apply more skincare. Now, there's a lot of guys out there.
Jesus Christ.
Apply more skincare.
Apply more skincare. Apply skincare, then apply more skincare. Rinse and repeat all day long.
Egg white, spinach, fish, chicken, skincare.
Hi, welcome to Shea Shasho Shasho. Can I take your order? 1 minute. First of all, do you have spinach? Just spinach. No salt, no pepper, no nothing. Watch this, baby. I'm going to go crazy. And I like some salsa with that. But excuse me for 1 moment. I got to get up and apply my skincare to my dermis. My dermis needs some attention.
There, and I hope I'm not offending anyone, that there's just no hope if you're just going to use topical skincare lotion, all right? You're too far gone. Maybe you've been out in the sun your whole life, you know, and that sun really wreaks havoc on your skin.
Wreaks havoc.
Reeks. Yeah, that's a phrase from 1986.
Rex.
Yeah, it's. Rex. I think Reeks is said. I've heard it said before.
Okay.
But he's the example of what happens when you spend too much time in the sun.
You know what he's going to do? He's going to try and get over to his skincare place
for the barbed wire.
The threading.
Yeah, the threading, the barbed wire.
There. Well, simple. There's Botox and facial fillers. Now, the Botox, that's going to help eliminate.
Okay, we heard this one before. I don't want to go through all the skincare routine. And I think we've had enough fun with Frankie for one day. I don't think I can hear him talk about facial threading any longer today. Oh, remember, your dermis bone is connected to your dingus bone. Oh, Frankie, you are a bucket of monkeys, my friend.
You're a gem among dermises.
Yes, you are. Thank God for you. What would we do without you, Frankie? I don't know. Excuse me while I take a break to go apply more moisture to my dermis.
I need to eat an egg white.
God, I want a pizza.
Starving.
That's what I want. I want a pizza.
Starving. I can't wait to fix my egg
white. We should send
a
pizza to his salon suisse. Oh, what a brilliant idea. Yeah. We're calling the pizza place next episode on the commercial break, and we're sending one straight to Frankie. We're going to see what he has to say.
Yeah.
If he doesn't know about us yet, he's going to know about us.
It's going to say dermis.
It's going to say.
Person's name.
It's going to say, hey, girl.
Dermis.
For your thick dermis. Oh, my God. Well, this has been fun.
Woo!
We learned that Chrissy was wearing tape bikinis long before anybody knew about them. We learned that Maine Skin may not even be the real name of the band. Buckhead Shore is not in Buckhead, nor is it on a shore.
Nope.
Yeah.
Nope.
And we learned that only an idiot would say that Christmas Vacation is not one of the best Christmas movies to ever exist. Only an idiot. Only a contrarian for absolutely no reason. There's no reason to talk like that. There's no reason to talk like that, Chrissy.
I own it on like every platform.
Yeah, me too. I own 75 different streaming versions of that. Every time it moves to a new streaming channel, I buy it. And I'm like, wait, I already have that somewhere else. And
there
I don't even...
There is another one, and it's that Seth Rogen one, and it's so funny. What is the name of it?
Oh, I know what you're talking about.
The Night Before.
The Night Before.
The Night Before.
That's good, too.
Is a really good newer one.
Yeah.
That's come out. It's hilarious.
You know what I like? I can't remember the name of it now. Gosh darn it. I'll remember it. It's the one with Sarah Jessica Parker in it.
Oh, yeah.
Do you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, that one's
and,
good,
too. The something. God, why can't I remember the name of that? Anyway, I love it. It's a great movie. I get a tear in my eye every time. I laugh, and then I get a tear in my eye, and, you know, I'm a sentimental guy. What can I say? All right, listen, go to tcbpodcast.com. Questions, comments, concerns, content ideas, hit the Contact Us button. Get us right there. 661-237-8296. That's 661, the word best, the number 2, Y-O-Y-O. And please go to youtube.com/thecommercialbreak for full episodes of TCB a couple days after they release. New clips every single day of the week. Chrissy, I think that's all I can do. I love you.
I think so, Brian, and I love you.
Best to you.
I love your dermis.
Best to you in the podcast universe. Until next time, we always say, we do say, and we must say,
bye.